as a new character is built, everything that's built is built to stay. So it doesn't need to be looked at like, oh, I better get over there to get that good, keep that going, because it's already established. Same with the old character, but you can help me to size up how much I built on the new character in my life that I've been living in recovery, and how much I built on the old character to let me know where I need to be. The reason it's so important to have this surrender is because the familiarity of the way that I used to live is far greater than the familiarity of a new way of life in a program recovery. It's much more familiar for me to do something wrong than it is to do something right. Ask me when I do something right if it's hard to keep it down, if it's hard to not let people know. But when I do something wrong, nobody needs to know. You see, and that's what I have to realize. It also, in laws of life, it takes less energy to pull me back than it does to stay in the new life, even though the rewards are far greater in the new life and not comparable to the old life. But it's all about character building. And if I don't realize that the character that I brought here and all of my troubles are of my own making, I will go back. And that's what this program is about. It's trying to teach me how much trouble I'm in incrementally. Because if it was all presented to me in terms of the whole layout of this house that I built or this character that I built, it would overwhelm me, and I would see that there's no possible way in my lifetime that I will be able to compensate for all the flaws. But that's why what's called the free gift that we've been given. We've been given a free gift, and that means a new beginning.